This is 90.9 WBUR's Weekend Edition. I'm Sharon Brody. On Cape Cod, two Falmouth police officers are recovering after being shot yesterday afternoon while responding to a report of a disturbance. The suspect also was shot. WBUR's Zininger Nwemeka joins us from Falmouth. Good morning, Zininger.
Good morning.
First, tell us what happened with these officers.
The officers went to a residential neighborhood in Falmouth. They were responding to a disturbance. This was around 5:30. The officers were fired upon when they approached a male individual. They say he became agitated. Cape and Islands District Attorney Michael O'Keefe says one officer was hit in the head with a bullet.
Grazed him and did not penetrate his skull. So he has been treated and released, and we're very grateful for that.
And O'Keefe explains what happened next.
The second officer was hit in the chest. That bullet was intercepted, if you will, by his vest. He was shot a second time in the clavicle shoulder area.
And O'Keefe is quick to add that both officers are recovering and they're going to be okay.
Zininger, where did all of this happen?
This happened on Ashley Drive. It's in East Falmouth. It's a residential area with a lot of trees and modest homes. I spoke with Tim Eaton, who lives in a house nearby. His house is actually diagonally across from where the incident occurred, and he told me he was watching TV at the time. He says the confrontation ended very quickly.
And I heard what sounded like firecrackers going off, you know, the little black cat, little short things. It was just a pop, 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 pop. And I says, what the heck is that? I looked out the window and it's all over. There's cops over there and a kid on the ground, and that was it.
Now, Eaton has lived here since 1973, and he says he was surprised that this shooting incident happened in his neighborhood.
What do we know about the suspect?
So authorities have identified the suspect as Malik Antonio Caval. Relatives tell me that he's 22 years old, and he was in custody at a Boston hospital Friday night. I did speak with his relative, Emmeline Anderson. She's 28, and she was actually driving into town to visit family for the weekend when she heard about the incident. She described him as a wonderful kid. She said she was very surprised and shocked that this happened. She said it was very out of character for him. And she said that he was working through some things, but she wouldn't elaborate. She said that's no excuse. The family is very sorry this happened, and they're glad the officers will be okay. And I should mention that Emmeline Anderson described her relation to the suspect as he is her stepsister's son. So I did also speak with a neighbor named Randall Tenney, and he says he's known Malik Caval since he was 9. He said both of their mothers worked together, but he hasn't seen him in 10 years, and he was surprised to hear about the shooting.
He seemed like a good kid. Never would have expected him to become, you know, a shooter. Yeah, it's mind-blowing. Never expected this.
Randall says he doesn't feel safe. He also mentioned that heroin is a problem in this area. Police said they are relieved that these officers are going to be okay, especially following the shooting death of Yarmouth Police Sergeant Sean Gannon in April, as well as the shooting death of Weymouth Police Sergeant Michael Chesna less than 2 weeks ago.
Zininger, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's WBUR's Zininger Nwemeka in Falmouth. This is 90.9 WBUR.